Yes, Pastor John.
Yeah, are you ready for me to start? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Christine, just go ahead, dear.
Okay, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be reminded of how loving and powerful and healing God you are. We thank you, Lord, for how many times our pastor has already taught us about healing to prepare us for a situation just like the one we're in. So we pray, Father God, that you would stir our faith as we hear this message again. You would stir our faith, Lord God, and that we would continue to experience your peace in the midst of all of this. Father, we thank you for the anointing, and we thank you for the depth of knowledge that Pastor John has, and we thank you this morning that as we listen, God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by your word, and we give you all the glory. Protect everyone in our families, Lord, in abundant life and in our city. We pray, God, for your miracle-working power to begin to turn the tide, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, who'd have thought we'd be in this situation? Certainly not me. So I'm going to, for those who have the chart in front of you, or near you, the chart of believe you receive when you pray, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 levels, and then the fifth level is Mark 11:24. We are today at level 2 from the bottom, starting from the bottom. We're at level 2 and pillar 4. God so loved us that he gave Jesus. So I want to just recap very quickly where we are, because it's critically important that we understand that in order for these verses to actually help us to produce faith in our hearts, I want to remind you what I talked about boiling water, that not only do these verses have to be deposited in us, but in order for them to produce faith, they have to come to a boil. They have to come to the place within us where they're not just words anymore, but they have become a part of our spiritual bloodstream, where you know that you know that you know. Now, this is possible because God said so. God said faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and by doing, by depositing the word into our spirit to the place where it produces faith. And so we started off a few weeks back at the bottom level where it says here, it is God's will for all to be healed. It is God's will. And we talked about the brazen serpent and the Passover lamb, that even in the Old Testament, God always provided a way for his people to experience healing. Then the next pillar, pillar 2 of level 1, were the words of Jesus. Over and over again, we see that Jesus spoke affirmative words when people came to him for healing, that there isn't one example in the entire Bible, not one, where Jesus said to the person, it's not my will, or not now, come back later, or I have to think it over. There was no hesitation on the part of Jesus, that he responded not only with his words, but in pillar 3, we see he responded with his actions. He affirmed the will of the Father. And of course, pillar 4, the plan of redemption, the scriptures there reaffirm that it has always been God's plan, right from creation, that he would make a way for his children, you and I, to be healthy and to be strong. So then we move up to the next level, level 2, far left side, pillar 1. It says, God is a liberal giver. God is a liberal giver. That God is a generous person. He's not stingy. God is a generous individual who takes delight in giving us the things that we need and the things that we can enjoy. And then pillar 2, God is a rich giver. That God has, he goes exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And that he's a free giver. There's no charge for God's healing power. There's no charge. The only needed thing to receive God's healing power is to put in the effort to believe that you receive. And we put in the effort by studying the scriptures, by memorizing them, by speaking them over ourselves, and lastly, by believing them. And that brings us to today. And so we are at level 2, pillar 4, which says, God so loved us that he gave Jesus. God so loved. That's God's greatest, greatest, greatest gift to you and to me, his son Jesus Christ. He gave Jesus for us and held absolutely nothing back. Now we're going to finish on with this level here today. And then the next time, next week, hopefully, we'll be able to start how God gives healing. What are the ways that he allows us to receive his healing power? He's made many ways for that. And we're going to talk about next week how he can give, God gives healing through the laying on of hands, through handkerchiefs, through the anointing of oil, through the spoken word, and other ways that God has made available to us to receive his healing power. So we're going to start today with John chapter 3, verse 16, hopefully a very, very familiar verse, and it shows the heart of God. So when reading this, it's important not to just read it as, oh, these are passages and I've read it before. I've heard that before. Well, the reality is that we need to hear things over and over and over and over again before we come to the place of really truly believing them and allowing the impact of these words to genuinely and sincerely not just embed themselves inside of us, but that they come to a place within us where we can truly begin to comprehend what these words actually mean, and that the revelation of these words would expand within us with the help and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God has given us his Son, his most precious gift possible, his own Son, to make a way for us to not just go to heaven, but to enjoy while we're here on earth the benefits. And of course, one of the benefits which is critically needed right now is the benefit of healing. With this virus going around, it's imperative that we understand that we are under the protection of God if we believe. And that's why I sent out Psalm 91 and how important it is to meditate in that psalm every day, realizing that I am protected by the blood of Jesus. I am protected by the blood of Jesus. And that without Jesus, every other gift is empty and quite meaningless. That God the Father's love for you and for me so motivated him that he was willing to offer Jesus as a substitute for the payment of our sins. That's a remarkable attitude for God to have. And that the fact that God, the creator of the universe, freely and of his own free will offered his son Jesus, and that Jesus himself was in full agreement, is a staggering testimony of God's love and of his generous, kind, benevolent, and wonderful nature. God is a giver. God is a giver. God is a giver, and he's an extremely generous giver at that. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, and we'll take the time to look at these because it's really important that we get this down deep inside of our spirit. It says, but as many as received him being Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So, when we choose to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, God becomes our Father. He becomes our Father. And God is love. 1 John 4:8 and 1 John 4:16 tells us that God is love. And in order for you and I to be able to comprehend that God is love, it takes time to sit and soak in the truth of those words, that those words literally become a part of our spiritual bloodstream. Just as the food that we eat becomes part of our physical body, so the words that we read and meditate and soak in from the Bible become a part of our spiritual life. Now, God is a gracious, gracious, gracious person, and giving really is the very nature of love. It's the very nature. We read in Ephesians, well, let me go to it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, of what God is like when we ask him for things. That he's not up there with a spiritual eyedropper here. Okay, is it still? He's not up there with an eyedropper, but he is a generous one. Now, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And that's saying that to the degree that we can believe, we enable God to be able to pour his blessings into our lives. And he wants to do that above and beyond what you and I can think and desire to have. So that love and giving, it's broken down. It's gone.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's broken down. I'll try to join the meeting again. Just barely got started here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'll check with them. Meeting has ended. Hi, am I reading this right? We're out again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, network is on to disconnect us.
Okay, so why don't we, I'll try it again at 4 o'clock. Sorry?
Reschedule it?
Yeah, I'll try it, say, today at 4 and see if we can, you know, I can continue on then. And if not, well, you know, then